The 1978 Pacific Coast Bible School Chorus at Idlewild Pines, California presents the cantata, Jerusalem, As It Was, As It Is, and As It Shall Be. The cantata was written and produced by Sisters Cynthia McGill and Joanne Gould. Soloists in the order of appearance are Sister Becky Mullen, Brother Craig Stickney, Sister Lolita Van Murlo, Brother Ben Stark, Sister Jan Gibson on the flute, with the narration by Brother Harry Tennant.
Jerusalem, God's chosen city, the possession of peace for those who shall find peace. Jerusalem, the city of righteousness, home of Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God. Jerusalem, the city of the great King, the Lord our righteousness, priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Jerusalem, the hub of the world and the appointed center of the kingdom of God on earth.
Peace be within me.
more than 3,000 years ago. David and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites. And David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is the city of David. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. David said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved.
God is our refuge and our strength. In his grace the present age. Therefore all the earth be moved. We will not be afraid.
Our river is moving great.
After David's death, Solomon said, The Lord hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel in Jerusalem, as the Lord promised, and have built an house for the name of the Lord God of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest mercy and covenant with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart. Therefore now, Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promisest him, saying, There shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, and have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, My name shall be there. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. And the Lord said unto Solomon, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me. I have hallowed this house which thou hast built to put my name there for ever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. But if ye shall at all turn from following me, ye or your children, and will not keep my commandments and my statutes, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut off Israel out of the land I have given them, and this house which I have hallowed for my name will I cast out of my sight, and Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all people. For 400 years the kings of Israel ruled in Jerusalem. They and their children did indeed cease from keeping God's commandments and statutes, and they did go and serve other gods. So, in the reign of Zedekiah the king, God brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion, and they burnt the house of God, and brake down the wall of Jerusalem.
Oh.
by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow, she that was great among the nations and princess among the provinces? How is she become tributary? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger, and cast down from heaven unto the earth the beauty of Israel, and remember not his footstool in the day of his anger.
Thank you.
Thy holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praised thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace, and afflict us very sore? Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah's prophecy was fulfilled 400 years later, when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God. And Jesus said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings? And he would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. They shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it.
Thank you.
After nearly 2,000 years of dispersion, the Jews have returned to the land of their fathers, the Promised Land, as foretold by the prophets of old. In 1948, Israel became a state, and now Jerusalem, the city of God, with its temple ruins, walls, and gates, is again in the possession of the descendants of David. Next year in Jerusalem, the familiar greeting among Jews everywhere reflects their deep reverence for their land and all it stands for. Those thoughts are evident in the songs of Israel today.
Thank you. From the Tula through the Negev, from the Jordan to the sea, lies the land the Lord has given to my fathers and to me. By the mandate of the Bible, by the blood where heroes fell, this sweet land is ours forever, sacred soil of Israel. It's the heritage of Jacob, unto him and all his seed. And in justice we shall build it, in fulfillment of our need.
Jerusalem, my happy home, oh, how I long for thee. When will my sorrows have an end? Thy joys, when shall I see? Thy walls are all of precious stones, most glorious to behold. Thy gates are richly set with pearl. Thy streets are paved with gold. Very few in the land of Israel today understand its true significance. But God's word is sure. For the Lord hath said, Be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, We will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Things are so. And once again the scene was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on his streets. The gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the New Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the New Jerusalem that would not pass away.
Come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Thank you.
And at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. Cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem.
A rose shall bloom in the lonely place, a wild shall echo with songs of joy, for heaven's own gladness is bound shall grace, and forms angelic their songs employ.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Yes, wondrous things are spoken, O Jerusalem, of thee. We have seen it as it was, and as it is. We hope soon to see it as it shall be. Jerusalem, the holy city.
Last night I lay asleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, he thought.